Renunciation is bliss. There can be no peace, no happiness unless you renounce your little self. Give up your self-asserting ego. Drop the idea of I and my, me and mine. E. Carpenter, an Englishman of great spiritual experience, says, "Never before could I have believed it, but I see it all now. There is no happiness unless you have clean dropped thinking about yourself. But you must not do it by halves. While even there is a least grain of self left, it'll spoil it all. You must just leave it all behind and vouchsafe the personality and mind that much sympathy as to any stranger, no more, no less. Hence must you banish all attachment and anxiety, brush aside fear of censure and hope of appreciation. Consider yourself as you would a stranger. Cast aside your cherished personal ego and pass disembodied out of yourself. Pass through the gate of indifference, through the door of knowledge, into the palace of peace and bliss." The Isavasya Upanishad proclaims this truth. May you enjoy bliss through renunciation. Bhoga in Sanskrit means enjoyment, and yoga means renunciation. People construe these two words as antonyms. Consider bhoga to be opposed to yoga. But that is not so. If you study them carefully, you will conclude that they are not different. Bhoga, enjoyment, is nothing other than yoga, renunciation. It may sound revolutionary, but it is the truth. There can be no real enjoyment unless you are poised in the mental state of renunciation. No sooner you renounce the arrogating ego than you become the personification of joy, happiness, bliss. You turn spiritual. The path to the Supreme Self, the way to the bliss of self-realization, is the crucifixion of the little self. Attachment is the prime cause of mental agitation and sorrow. When you are attached to material objects, to wealth, you are riddled with worry and anxiety. Anxiety to procure more and more, and worry about preserving or losing it. Thus, a newly fixed carpet in your house, a china you value, or any such prized possession can cause mental agitation, suffering and sorrow if you are attached to it. Similarly, a boy attached to a girl, a mother attached to a child, would cause the mind to be disturbed. When you are driving your personal expensive car on a rough and rugged road, your heart throbs. Whereas the same ride in a hired car becomes enjoyable. Thus, when you are detached, you enjoy the world. That explains why you enjoy a tragic movie, a horror movie. Shakespeare's play Hamlet was filmed with the famous actor Sir Laurence Olivier. It depicted a great tragedy. Every bit of it was very sad, melancholic, yet magnificent. It drew millions of admirers. They enjoyed the movie thoroughly. Many saw it over and over again. There was a charm about it that kept everybody spellbound. Notwithstanding all that, would anyone desire to be Prince Hamlet in the movie? Would anyone like to be involved in those tragic circumstances? Everyone may enjoy the movie, but none would like to get anywhere near those scenes, much less get mixed up with them. If that be so, what makes it so attractive, so enjoyable? How does a sad movie make millions happy? On a careful study, you find that the enjoyment arises from one's aloofness from the happenings on the screen. It's one's detachment from it, not being involved or entangled in it. When you look upon a movie as a witness, you enjoy it. When you get directly involved in it, you suffer. Some even sob. So it is with the world. Keep your mind anchored to the divine self within and look at the world as you would see the movie. You must learn to live in your home with your family, run your office with your associates, meet the world impersonally as a sakshi, witness, without getting attached to them, entangled with their affairs. When you look at the phenomenal world thus from an impersonal angle as a sakshi, view it objectively, it lends a charm. It is beautiful, wonderful. You enjoy every bit of it. But if you view it personally, lose your objectivity and get involved, entangled in it, you suffer. Your life turns miserable. It is a universal law. Almost every human being suffers from the nagging weakness of attachment. To rise above it, you need to strengthen your intellect with spiritual knowledge. A knowledge which exposes the absurdity of your personalized relation with the world, your immaturity. You begin to understand the futility of such relation. With knowledge seeping in, you gradually develop a sense of detachment towards the world. The dawn of detachment drives away the mist of worry and anxiety, leaving you in peace and bliss. Two childhood friends happened to meet after a long lapse of time. One of them was a successful businessman, the other a spiritual mendicant, sannyasi. Engrossed in conversation, they lost track of time and reached the bank of a river late in the evening. They had to cross over to the other side. The boatman refused to ferry them across as it was past his working hours. Their side of the river was infested with wild animals. The businessman offered the boatman a chunk of money. The latter yielded. They were ferried across to the safer side where the businessman's mansion lay. That night, after entertaining his guest with supper, the businessman inquired, "Tell me, friend, of what use is your stand of renunciation? If I had not possessed the money, both of us would have been devoured by wolves. Has not your way of life proved to be impractical?" The sannyasi replied with these wise words, "Dear friend, undoubtedly your money has helped us today, but was it its possession or its dispossession that really saved us? The problem with renunciation is that it has a detestable front. People find it hard to accept the concept of detachment. The very thought of it sends a shiver down the spine. The idea of detachment stings you. Little do you realize that the sting of renunciation transports you to a higher plane, to permanent peace and bliss. It relieves you from all worry and anxiety associated with the world. The initial feel of renunciation acts like a wasp's sting in a dream. The dreamer's pain is momentary, for it wakes him up. He is freed from all trouble, worry and anxiety pertaining to the dream world. Practicing detachment, therefore, may be initially painful, but is all gainful. It ushers you to greater planes of happiness, leading you to the bliss of the Supreme Self.